Hi, is this Mary?
This is.
Well, hi, Mary Russick. It's Keith Stevens with KTIS. And you nominated someone for a Christmas blessing?
I nominated our niece and nephew. They've been through a rough year. They lost a baby at 29 and a half weeks in May. And, you know, had to go into labor and deliver that baby. And
wow.
And then a little while later, she was diagnosed with cancer.
Cody was,
yes. So he is now in the fight of his life. That is not a diagnosis that is an easy one to take.
No, not at all. Well, Mary, if it's okay with you, I want to get Cody and Nicole on the line here.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, hang on 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Nicole?
Yes, it is.
Nicole, hey, this is Keith Stevens with 98.5 KTIS. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I've got your Aunt Mary on the line with us right now. You know who Aunt Mary is, right, Nicole?
Oh, definitely do.
Aunt Mary, say hello.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cody.
Hi.
Hello.
Nicole, could you share a little bit about your story?
Oh, man, where do you start? We lost our daughter in May, at 29 weeks to a cord accident is what they called it.
I am so sorry. I am so heartbroken over that, as you are obviously devastated. This happened back in May. You lost your beautiful little girl, and it was Everly Eden. Is that right?
Yep.
Little Everly. Oh, my goodness. And then Cody had his diagnosis shortly after that.
Like the week after we returned home from the hospital after losing her, everything kind of seemed worse. I started having like swelling in my face in the morning. Didn't really, like, that's new.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what to do about it. Eventually, my job was getting really hard to do. I was getting really lightheaded and winded on a regular basis. Could barely do anything without talking crazy. I'm a commercial carpenter with Local 322 in the Twin Cities. I was in charge of the columns on the 40 story that's going to be the building right next to the Twin Stadium.
Wow. Gotcha. Okay. So pretty big deal job. Pretty important. Have you been working lately at all, Cody, or no?
Fortunately, with help of chemotherapy, I have returned back to work these last few weeks. And my work has been really, really helpful and allowed me to take my time off that I need for treatment.
Right. You kind of take it week by week, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that Mary loves you so much, and we do too, and she nominated you for our Christmas blessings. It's something we're doing here this Christmas season on KTIS, and I want you to know, Cody and Nicole, a generous friend of the ministry has come alongside, and it tears me up a bunch now because I know what you're going through, and they have offered to provide groceries and fuel for your cars for the next 6 months for the both of you to help you out during this season that you're going through.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
And then at least that'll take that pressure off of you guys and you won't have to worry about it for a while. And we're so happy to be able to share that Christmas blessing with you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, thank you so much.
Nicole, I'm crying along with you. Cody, I'm sure you're teared up too, my friend. I can't imagine what your life has been like over the past several months.
It's been a roller coaster.
I know. Well, you know, the Bible says a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And I don't want you to have a broken spirit. I want you to have a joyful heart, a merry heart, especially at Christmas. Aunt Mary, what do you say?
That's amazing. I hope it helps out a little bit, guys.
Oh,
so much. Way more than a little bit. Yeah. Thank you.
I'd love to give you a big group hug right now. Everybody, let's just hug. I guess, yeah. Guys, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And, you know, I know these are hard times. And just because the calendar says holiday season doesn't mean that we're always walking through that in our own lives. Mm-hmm. But I believe that Jesus is a joy that goes deeper than anything else in our lives and can see us through anything that we face. So I want you both to know, Nicole and Cody, that I personally am going to be praying for you every day on my knees praying for you. Okay. And I want you to know that Aunt Mary also is praying for you and loves you very much.
And I'm on my knees, too.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she tells me every day. Yes, she says that exact thing. She's on her knees for us.
How about that?
I want to thank you so much and just let Nicole and Cody know how much we love them. And we're praying every day.